15. Aspirations gone astray. I work on an assembly line in a car factory. Most days, I just assemble car parts. Occasionally, they'll ask me to assay an unknown drug substance. Once in a while, I'll be asked to assist with breaking up a fight. Assault is not common here, but now and then a frustrated worker will assail his assistant by casting aspersions on some aspect of the other's work. I'm considered an asset in my company, but 20 years ago I was a different kind of asset to an entirely different type of company. They called it the company, but it was really a secret government group trained to assassinate political leaders. I never aspired to be an assassin. In fact, I was an aspiring chemist and a regular soldier in the army. All I really wanted was to do something great or important for my country. But sometimes having too great an aspiration can lead you astray. I still recall the day of the assembly. It was a small gathering of highly skilled people like me. The company was assessing our abilities in the areas of weaponry and chemistry. I was a top chemist and a natural marksman, probably the best in my group. They ascribed my success to my steady hands and sharp eyes, the same tools I used for chemistry. After the assembly, they gave us our assignments. I was assigned to assimilate into the mainstream society of a Latin American country. It wasn't long before I was doing things that I will forever be ashamed to admit. It's been over for about 15 years, but I'll never feel clean, and I'll never be able to assert that I have been a good man all my life.